Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
If you've been enjoying this podcast and want a super easy way to support it, you can simply find me on YouTube by searching Demon Creep. A subscription is a great help. But if you want to help the longevity of this podcast, my channel offers channel memberships for as low as 99 cents a month. Thank you, and keep enjoying the Demon Creep podcast. Tragedy is an odd thing. Everyone handles it differently. People love to say, if this happened, I'd do this, I'd do that, etc. But I can guarantee that unless someone has been through tragedy, they don't know. Not truly. So when my best friend, Ricky, passed away from a mugging gone south, despite always being a go-getter who liked to believe I could get through anything, I found myself in my room moping every day away. The culprit has yet to be caught, which only makes things worse. Ricky deserved better than getting stabbed in the alley behind our complex. He had a promising future in computer tech. It would never bring harm to anyone in his path. February 8th is a date forever etched into my mind. Sure, there'd come a day where I'd have to leave the apartment we shared, but I wasn't ready for that yet. We were best friends, basically since we could walk. He was always such a smart guy. I could ask him for advice on anything, and he'd have the words. I had no clue how I'd carry on, knowing I no longer had him around. I know that sounds selfish. I was lucky to have a comfortable job that allowed me a 2-week paid leave to regain my bearings. I'm 20, by the way. Outside of work and home, I really didn't have much going on in life. All of this is to say that my world crashed when all of this unfolded. Now, on to why I'm writing this. The first week after his passing, I didn't notice much. With the recent events, I now realize how much I overlooked as a tired imagination. It started with the scratching on the walls. We lived in an apartment. This wouldn't be strange or uncommon. What made it strange was the fact the scratching mostly came from the wall between mine and Ricky's rooms. I'll give a brief layout of the apartment for the sake of its importance. It was a second-story apartment in a 5-story building. It was on the far end of the hall with 8 other apartments on the floor. This meant it was a corner apartment. Upon entering, you would be in the living room, which was joined by the kitchen to the left in an open floor plan. On the side of the kitchen was a hallway with a bathroom to the left and our rooms to the right. Mine first, his second. Laundry was shared by everyone on the floor in a room all the way on the other side of the building. Simple enough, right? The scratching couldn't come from another apartment because my room didn't border any. This alone wouldn't raise suspicion in me. I'd have to be crazy to assume it was a ghost or anything of that nature. Figuring it was either my imagination or the heater, I didn't think much of it. Each night for that first week, the scratching became more constant. By the 7th night, it took everything I had in me to fall asleep. I'm sure all of you know how much harder trying to fall asleep makes falling asleep. This is where things took a major turn. I woke up, or at least I thought I did. I couldn't move my body, but my eyes were wide open. It felt like the room was shaking and the sound of static filled my ears. At this moment, I didn't know what I was experiencing. Trying to break free, my gaze shifted to my right. What I saw shook me to my very core. There was a creature. It was completely fizzed out, like a humanoid made out of static. The sound I was hearing seemed to be radiating from this being. This thing was scratching something into the wall. There were words everywhere. I didn't have much time to analyze, but there were words like trapped, help, where, and so much more. It littered the wall. It seemed he was writing a main phrase in a giant open spot in the middle. I was trapped while he etched the word not into the wall. Then I snapped out of it. Panic flooded me and I leaped out of the bed to find it the sun already beaming through my window. The night was over, and with the idea of falling back asleep out of the question, I made some breakfast and dusted off my old laptop to do some research. Surely there was a logical explanation for all of this. Of course there was. It didn't take long to come across a Wikipedia page for sleep paralysis. From what I gathered, it is exactly what I experienced and is commonly brought on by high levels of stress. Okay, I'm not crazy. The heater is causing the scratching noise, and my sleep paralysis episode was just my brain forming these events into a nightmare. Out of sight, out of mind. I had my answer, and that was good enough. I closed the laptop, and with the plan of doing anything to keep my mind off of things, I watched Netflix the whole day, mostly comedies and things of the like. I'm usually a horror fan, but I felt that wouldn't be the best idea. I laid down around 10 p.m., and sleep took me rather quickly. Once again, I was brought into sleep paralysis. Same scenario, same everything. The humanoid was writing on the wall, and I watched as he wrote the word what to follow up his previous message of not. Despite my terror, I tried to read more of what was on the wall. Words like Ricky, damned, astral, and various other words are what I recall. I snapped out of it once the creature finished his new addition. I awoke and flipped out of the bed from the resistance I was trying to gain from staring any longer. Same thing as yesterday. 7 a.m. Sun shining. Everything was so similar it felt like Groundhog Day or something. Great. Two nights in a row. I'm already dealing with enough and my mind picks now to come unhinged. They say when it rains, it pours. The saying couldn't be any more true. I didn't want to entertain the insanity I was clearly delving into, but what else did I have to eat my day away? I grabbed out my laptop once more. Astral was the only word I didn't recognize. A simple Google search told me some interesting information. Astral is, and I quote, relating to a supposed non-physical realm of existence to which various psychic and paranormal phenomena are ascribed, and in which the physical human body is said to have a counterpart. This was something. How is it that a word I had never heard of fits so closely with the description of my experience? Maybe I could have heard the word before, and this was all my mind playing some crazy tricks from my subconscious. But this was crazy. Also, what does it mean by counterpart? I dug deeper. I read up on the astral realm for the whole day. How to gain access. I left no stones unturned. I was drawn in. Sleep paralysis is said to be a gateway to this realm. If I could stay calm and try to separate my soul from my physical being, I might be able to get answers from this demon. It had to be a demon. This was all making too much sense in my crazed mind. The gears were turning. Up until this point, I wasn't sure if this creature had ill intent. Maybe it was just trying to warn me. A strong maybe. But with how my life is going right now, it was a risk I was willing to take. I went to bed at 10 p.m. again. It didn't take long to be in sleep paralysis with the same scenario playing out for the third time. It was etching a line going straight down when my vision gained focus. I remembered the steps. I calmed myself, tried lifting myself from my center. It seemed to be working, until I heard a noise. It was like the demon was surprised. It let out a shriek, high-pitched, almost like it was excited. This made me lose focus and brought me back to square one. It continued writing and made the word it, and I awoke to, well, you get it by now. Damn it, I was so close. Once the adrenaline wore off, it hit me like a ton of bricks. This was for real. Something was happening here, and I wasn't crazy. Is it wrong to say I felt some relief? This was going to take some critical thinking. What if I fell asleep on the couch and attempted astral projection from there? This time I lay down and fell asleep around 9 p.m. I awoke once again in sleep paralysis. Scanning my surroundings, the demon wasn't present and neither was the static. I used the tactics I read about and had nearly no problem exiting my body. This was unreal. Almost like it was meant to happen. I crept towards my room. Standing outside the door, I heard frantic scratching. I knew what was on the other side. I went to open the door, but my hand went right through. I walked through it. The demon turned towards me and put his arms up. Imagine making the C in YMCA. He wanted me to read the wall. The last word was seems. Not what it seems, I read out loud.
Nothing is,
the demon spoke. This wasn't something I expected. What does that mean? I asked.
It means exactly what it reads.
Nothing is what it seems.
Your world.
It's shaped by things most will never see, the demon said.
I didn't know how to respond. Part of me wondered if this was all a nightmare. Surely a demon would never present itself to me like this. The demon spoke again.
You have a choice. I have been assigned to you. If I die, I return to hell and later get assigned to someone else. Your negative energy has fed me sufficiently,
but my kind ache for more. You can kill me and I will leave.
If you don't, I will haunt you forever. But understand, if you let me stay, I can work miracles.
I will grant you one miracle of my choosing. We could be
a team, but this decision is yours.
Just remember, it is not what it seems.
What do you mean by haunt me? I asked.
No fun in ruining the surprise. All you have to do is place your
hand in my chest and pull out
my heart,
and I will be gone,
he said. I inched closer to him. What will happen? I asked, but he was done speaking. I didn't want to be haunted for life by this thing. Who knows how he'd torture me? I placed my hand in his chest. The grin on his face widened. I gripped the only solid mass I could find and pulled. I awoke to police sirens. Glancing out my window, I realized they were coming from the back alley. I ran outside to see what was going on. Ricky's body was surrounded by detectives. Date of death, 7 a.m., February 8th, one of them spoke. This couldn't be happening. Did I travel back in time? I pulled out my phone and confirmed. It was February 8th. I cried the same way I did nearly 2 weeks ago. Spoke to the officers on scene and went back to my apartment after the countless questions. You see, I believe we all have demons, and if you kill yours, you'll have to live with yourself. Ricky was always a good friend. So close that an entity would use him to get to me. The demon had to have assumed I'd take his offer of a miracle. I didn't, and now my best friend is still dead. The deal the demon presented was rotten from the beginning. Not what it seems. Demons are tricky. He found a way into my head and played his games. There are many things I still don't understand, but the one that eats me at every night is, who won? Did I fall right into his hands? Perhaps when I destroyed the demon, I took something physical with it. What makes me think that, you ask? What would you think if you found a bloody knife in your kitchen sink? This story was written by Slumber Reads. Thanks again for letting me read it.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save.